This Saturday night, Jason Mayhem Miller is going to be going up against Tim Kennedy for the main event at HGNet Fights with Nicholas Abandon. And I think he's in front of some sort of train or something. But, Jason, thanks a lot for taking the time for joining us today. How sick are you of doing all these interviews leading up to the fight?
I'm not in a train, dude. I'm not on a train. I'm actually in a CVAC chamber, hyperbaric chamber, same as Michael Jackson's suit said.
So you haven't fought since May. We've seen you on ProElite.com doing all the interviews. Are you just positioning yourself for a life after fighting now?
Well, yeah, I mean, I definitely want to have some type of life after fighting. I can't punch people in the face for my entire life, so I better, and I definitely, I have no other discernible talents other than talking and acting crazy. So, I better do something about something.
When we first saw you spring up on ProElite.com, it seemed as though that you were going to have a future with them. Why no affiliation with Elite XC thus far?
I guess it's just simple brass tacks. They got to, I have to do what's best for me, and my management pointed me in the direction of the HGNet fights, which, it's just to determine on how great they are. I know that, the Elite XC event, those are awesome. They're great, and I'd love to be involved with them. But, at this moment, it's HGNet, came scooped me up.
We were looking at some of your old interviews, and I got to say, the one with Nick Diaz was by far the best one. I mean, he gave you a 5-minute answer for one that should have given you 5 words, and your facial expressions were great. Who were some of the worst guys to interview? I mean, you probably encountered a lot and been on our side of the fence.
Being on that end of the microphone is weird, but like, I don't know, what do you mean the worst interview? Most of the time, if a guy, the Diaz interview is classic just because, man, Diaz, he's got a lot on his mind and he's not afraid to just spout it out. I love him for that, and he probably hates me for acting like an ass next to him. But, he had to see the humor in the fact that he was droning on and on and on. I don't know, man. Randy was quite. He wasn't that talkative when I interviewed him. But I try to keep things lighthearted and fun as it is anyway.
And your rendition of the Tap Out show made a lot of noise on the internet, at least. Have those guys ever come up to you and said that they've seen it and give you some of their thoughts on your
Well, tape? I mean, the skyscraper and Mask really hadn't said anything about it. Punk Ass, he took it the best and was cracking up and was even quoting it to me and thought it was pretty funny.
We saw one of your takes on the 2 girls in 1 cup reaction videos. Where did that all come
from? Wow, you spent a lot of time on the internet, huh? My kind of guy.
Yeah, man. We got to do our research when we talk to you. And that was one of the more original ones that we've seen. First off, give me your thoughts on the actual 2 girls, 1 cup video and then why the idea came about to put out a reaction video.
Well, as most people know, I'm not religious whatsoever. But I see this as one of the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse, and I'm sure that Babylon is falling as soon as possible, because once you got that kind of thing going on in the world, and not that it's going on so much as the fact that it's being witnessed by millions and top of millions of people, I think society is on the verge of collapse. I just hope that I can be like a cockroach and shield from the atomic blast.
We heard some of your comments regarding your fight with Tim Kennedy this Saturday where you said this could potentially be a fight of the year. Why do you think that your styles together will result in such a great fight?
Well, because they clash. I mean, I'm notoriously hard-headed and we'll definitely get in there and fight, and I'd fight if they hacked my arms and legs off. So, he has the same mentality where he just keeps going forward, you know what I mean? So we're on a course where we can make for the most exciting fight of the year, without a doubt.
When Sean Salmon had to drop out due to his injury, did you ask the folks at HGNet for this fight with Tim Kennedy, or did they bring it to you?
Well, when his name came up, I said, hell yeah.
All right.
You know, all I care about really is putting on an awesome fight, and you know, I need good and tough opponents for that to happen. And when they said Tim, I said, hell yeah, let's do this.
You mentioned in the press conference earlier that you weren't on the same page as him in terms of his politics. What did you mean by that, and referring to Tim Kennedy?
Well, I mean, I grew up in an Army environment, which kind of disillusioned me. You know, my dad did the same exact job that Tim does. And, you know, I don't know. I think that, you know, I imagine him to be a Republican, and I probably, if I had to consider myself, I'd either say I'm a log cabin Republican or a Democrat.
Guy Mesker mentioned that your contract with HGNet is non-exclusive. That said, are you looking to fight anywhere else, or will you look to finish the three fights on your contract and then kind of consider it?
That depends on whether or not I can get three fights in before the end of the year. You know, as far as it's scheduled now, I got a fight December, and then there's another fight I think in February, and I'd like to go ahead and do that one. But then I'm not sure when their next event is or when the next time they'll use me. So if I have a layoff, you know, I'd like to get another fight in, you know, before that last fight. You know, I have a three fight deal, so that's that.
I know you're new to the company, but have you experienced any of the perks for working under Mark Cuban yet?
Nah, man, I don't work under Mark Cuban. I'm an American. I don't work under Cubans.
All right. And what about
there's a trade embargo. Maybe you should write that down.
All right, I will do so. And what about the whole Mayhem persona? It strikes me to think that maybe you were a pro wrestling fan growing up. Did you like that stuff?
Yeah, but I grew up, so no longer am I a pro wrestling fan.
Right,
and I am now a pro wrestler.
And where did the Mayhem persona come from? I mean, like, when was it born? Was there an actual fight where you thought, okay, now I have to kind of take my personality up a notch, or was it from day one?
Well, it's just, you know how, like, you remember that kid in high school who was, like, kind of a drug head, and then he, like, got worse and worse, and now you see him on intervention? Well, I think all your habits get the same way. I never was into drugs. I was into being weird. So the older I've got, the weirder I've got. So it's really been a natural progression. There's no Mayhem persona. I'm just Mayhem. Everyone calls me that. My mom calls me that. My dad calls me that. I don't know. I'm not. I rarely turn off who I am. Unless it's for a bachelorette party.
All right, just a couple more questions, and we'll let you go. I know you're really busy. You know, your time with Zuffa ended in May. Are you disappointed with the way that relationship came about or ended?
What? What relationship?
With WEC and Zuffa.
I wasn't dating WEC.
No, I mean business relationship.
Oh, she could go do whatever she wants. And I'm going to do whatever I want. It's all good. I don't know, man. Like, what am I sad about the WC relationship? I don't like the fact that, you know, that we could have worked together, but, you know, I mean, that's business, you know what I mean? And maybe in the future we can. I really love the WC. People don't understand that. That's an awesome organization. And UFC, you know, Zuffa in general, they run a tight ship. So, I'm sad that didn't come to fruition. You know, nothing else came out of it. But, you know, right now, with the HGNet, I'm going to give them 100%, give them 110 if I can.
Is there one guy out there that you want to face in the ring, shut him up for good, and give him the old Mayhem treatment?
Is there one guy?
Yeah,
me. I wish I would shut up, and I wish I could fight myself in a battle, like on level 7 of Double Dragon.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Mayhem. Good luck this Saturday night, and I look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you very much. Well played, sir. Well played.